All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I'm your co-host, Mark Homar.
And I'm Josh Starnes.
And today we're going to discuss the proper psychology behind finding a new job. Look, me and Josh have talked about this a few times on our episodes, but this is a very unique time in the economy. A lot of layoffs going on, a lot of situations where people may have had tenure at a location, and all of a sudden in the last 6 to 8, 9 months, they found themselves out of work. And there's a lot to be said for your mental approach to this new phase of life, especially when it has been unexpected. Right, Josh? When something like this comes and hits you.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm seeing it a lot lately. And how you handle the situation will definitely help to, you know, make it a faster process or make it a longer process. So I definitely agree.
Right. So what Josh and I want to talk to you about today, I kind of have my Mr. Rogers shirt on, you know, sweater on today, my therapizing sweater on today. but because this is important, I think a lot of times we skip over this factor because it seems so benign and it seems so obvious, you know, to be positive or to think positive, especially when you're going through a struggling time. But let's be frank and let's be real. If you've been working on a job for 5 years or 10 years even, and then all of a sudden, you know, you've been doing great work and then you just get told it's time for you to go. Here's your severance. And you haven't prepared yourself for this, right? You know, you have mortgages, you have car notes, you have vacations, you have private school tuition, you have groceries that are going up, you know, keep going up, it seems like, in gas, right? You may not be in a position where financially you feel comfortable. If you're the breadwinner of the family, right, and you've, you know, been having this routine for 5 or 8 years, 10 years, where you get up and go to work on a day-to-day basis, now you're not doing that. That can pull on you emotionally. That can pull on you psychologically. That can pull on you in so many different ways. When you have to now tell your child, can we get an extension? Or not tell your child, but tell the school, can we get an extension? Because we, you know, I don't have it this month to pay, you know, the tuition fee, right? It's real out here. So how do we approach this to where we can get ourselves in a better position so we can, you know, either procure a new position, maybe even switch gears and pivot to something else, but do it in a relative, and I say relative because it's all relative, seemingly quicker fashion than what may be happening for a lot of you out there. And a lot of you out there might be hindering yourself because you're negative about the current state of affairs. And so we want to give you 3 little tools right now that should be able to help you get yourself back on track. So therefore you can draw and attract what you're looking for, which is employment, which is a new career, right? So there's tools that Josh and I both have used in our own matriculation through business and life. One is developing a routine. And Josh and I both come from a fitness background, right, Jay? So we understand the importance of having a routine daily, weekly, monthly, yearly towards our wellness approach, right? And that routine has allowed us to stay consistent even when we might face an injury or when we're going on vacation or when, you know, workload gets too much for, you know, closeout month and, you know, we're staying up, you know, around the clock, it seems like working 16-hour days, right? But we still have to get our health and wellness in. We have a routine that we can go back to, so therefore it doesn't get so chaotic. And what happens when you get out of work a lot of times, because again, it's a shock to you, right? You've been working at this job, you've been on a certain routine, getting up in the morning, go get your Starbucks, get to work on time, stay at work for 9 hours, you know, come home through traffic and then, you know, eat, say what up to the babies and then go to bed and repeat, right? That's been your routine, but now that has stopped. You have to now create a routine. And a lot of you haven't done that. And so what I want to embark upon you is find a routine that can work for you to even simulate, if you will, you going back to work. Right. So what does that look like? That looks like maybe getting up. And since, yes, Josh and I are both, you know, like I said before, fitness, you know, not addicts, but we love taking care of ourselves.
No, no, let's just be real. We were fitness addicts.
Call it out, Jay.
You know, I do think you're completely right. And what I was going to say with that is routine. Keep your routine the same. Mm-hmm. But I think first and foremost, the most important part of that, and I don't want to forget this, so forgive me for speaking up. But
no, go ahead.
Take a few days off. Take a couple days off to regroup. It's okay. Just a day or two, maybe 3. Breathe and get an understanding. Because what happens is a lot of people get laid off and they immediately want to start making calls. They immediately want to start getting after it. but you're not thinking clearly. Your mind's kind of all over the place. You're in panic mode. And it doesn't matter how long you've been in a position. If you are anybody who has responsibilities, you're going to, it's going to be a little bit of rough. Now, if you're in a financial spot where you can take off a whole bunch of time, that's great. You know what? You're blessed. You're very blessed. So take some time off, enjoy your family, and then get back out to work when you can. But if you're, you're like most of us where you're stressed, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. How am I going to tell my wife how the bill is going to get paid? Take a day and just breathe. Don't sleep in the next day. You know, don't go get your coffee. Just be you. Just be in your thoughts. Figure it out. And then when you're thinking clearly, then restart your routine.
I totally agree with you. That's perfectly stated. You're absolutely correct. Take a beat, take a pause, be still. And then, like you said, then start your routine. And once you start that routine, it can look like, you know, getting up and doing some things different. One of the phrases I love to say, if you want things to stay the same, they have to change, right? So if you want to get back into a situation where you're getting hired, you're back into a routine that's going to work for you, you have to create that for yourself in your own environment first and foremost. So getting up, if you haven't been exercising when you get up, maybe start trying to do that, right? If you haven't been meditating or if you have some religion that you practice, maybe start with that, you know, in the first 15, 20 minutes of the day. Then after that, get into a positive state. That should allow you to get into a positive state for yourself to where now, if you want to get, like Josh said, you want to get back into these phone calls after you've taken that break, right? You get back into these phone calls. Now you're stepping into these phone calls with a little more clarity, with a little more open heart, a little more open mind to acceptance of however it goes, it's going to go in the right direction. Right now, when you get into it, like Josh said, when you start hitting the phones right away because you're so distraught, you're putting energy and pressure in the wrong direction and unconsciously. That's just what we do, right? We're like, I need to get this, you know, this next job. I was making $250,000 a year. I got to get that. I got to find it again. Let me call, you know, Dustin over here at this company. Let me call Samantha over here at this company. And the energy that's being put off is desperation.
Yeah.
When you get a chance to take that step back, you do your meditation, do your workout, you do your prayer, whatever it is you do, then it becomes more of a flow. Am I right, Josh?
Oh yeah. And get back to I say the old school way of doing things. I like to get a piece of paper and a pen and I write a to-do list. And I know it sounds stupid and nobody with technology today, people put it in their phones, people put it on spreadsheets, but get a piece of paper and write your to-do list. I need to call Joe, Sue, Bob, Mike, and my Aunt Jody. It doesn't matter who they are, but you want to call them and you want to be at peace. You want to be level-headed. You want to have facts. If you call them, it's like salespeople understand this probably the best. When you're stressed out, you're selling out of desperation, not inspiration. It's the same thing when you're looking for a job. If you're freaking out and you're panicked because it just happened, you're desperate and people can hear that. You want to be inspiring. You want to tell people why you're the best. You're putting your best foot forward. So at the end of the day, when we're looking for a new opportunity, we still have to think of it as it's a new opportunity. These people don't know you. First impressions are everything. So if you're not in the right state of mind, how are you going to make a good first impression? Whether it's someone that's known you for 30 years, they know you're stressed, but show them you're not. Hide it. You know, go in there and be like, I'm the best. And, you know, yeah, I got laid off from my last company. You know, it's because of A, B, and C. It's okay because a lot of people are going through it. But you got to sell yourself. You got to be clear-minded to really put that positive foot forward so that you can, you know, they always say positive thoughts bring positive results. You know, so you need to think that if you're constantly thinking negative, you're constantly, you know, not looking at things, I guess, in the right light. Good things can't happen. You need to create that. So you need to take some time for yourself and then you need to prioritize and then you need to create a plan.
Right. And so as Josh is saying, that writing down that list, you know, whether it's on pen and paper, whether it's in the notes section of your, you know, iPhone, whatever it is, that brings us to our second point that Josh brought up, which is that positive visualization. When you write something down, you can see it, right? So when you say, I'm going to make the 10 phone calls or the 5 phone calls and then putting something next to that, I will accept it, whatever the outcome is, right? And, you know, not to get too existential or, you know, esoteric on the concept, but Josh is right. How you go into it, the positivity aspect does weigh. There's studies that have shown if you have a positive mindset, you have a better chance of acing the interview. You have a better chance of, you know, networking in a better way, of having people be more attracted to you. You know, we always say the phrase is like attracts like. Well, that's for a reason, right? Like attracts like doesn't always mean that everything is all positive. Like attracts like too in a negative. If my energy is out here negative, I'm going to attract, you know, someone who is going to say, I feel energy from them that's not going to be reciprocal of what we need in this organization, right? So again, positive visualization, like Josh said, writing it down, taking a step back, getting a routine, writing it down, delivering on these action steps in a positive manner will allow you to start putting out the proper waves that you want to have into the ether or to the universe so you can receive what you're looking for, okay? The third thing we want to talk to you guys about is networking in a confident manner. Once you do what Josh said, you're still, right? You took a day or two to allow the reality to hit, but then you develop devise a plan within that. Then you get into your routine, right? The meditation, you know, the prayer, whatever it might be, right? Whatever you feel you need to do, you get into a routine of phone calls, you get a routine of being back simulating work, right? Positive structure work, because that's what we're trying to do for you, when you're trying to find a new job. And you've written down, right, how you're going to attack your day. You can now have a checklist to check off what you have and have not accomplished for that day. Now what you're doing is you're creating confidence in yourself. So now when you are networking, because you're still kind of networking when you're reaching out to these individuals, right? The energy, like we talked about from before, is now in a better way. It's received better by the networking that you're doing from the people you want to uncover new job markets or new hidden jobs that may be out there. You can't uncover that if the energy is where they feel like you're desperate. And I said this earlier, and I have to go back to this, because it does come off. You know, you got to think, the position that a lot of you may have just, you know, been let go from, some of you were the hiring managers, right? Yeah. Some of you were in a managerial position, right, Josh?
Absolutely. To be honest, I don't care if you're a janitor. It's still stressful. Like,
right.
But you can do it. There are companies that are hiring. If you do, there is a process. And we talk about a process with everything. There's a process in life. Just like us, there's a process in relationships. There's a process in your fitness goals. There's a process in your day-to-day. There's a process in work life. There's processes everywhere. Create a process that works for you and go after it. You know,
right.
Create a process. And once you've got that process down, and again, like you just talked about, being positive and being ready for that, you know, and going in and working with your network. And I will talk a little bit more about a network and how to utilize it correctly. But I think first and foremost, it's you got to find yourself. You've got to get back to you. You got to get back to, okay, I'm starting over. And I think the biggest question we miss is, what do I really want to do? Was I really happy with what I was doing before? Am I just trying to get back out to work to pay bills? Or do you want to be happy? So you can actually look at this as a blessing. You know, everything happens for a reason. That's what my mom told me when I was growing up. So I still believe it. But everything happens for a reason. You need to take it for what it is. And then you need to execute. But you need to stay positive. You need to figure it out. But you need to ask yourself, are you happy? What do I really want to do in life? Where do I want to go from here? Right. I think once you've been able to answer those questions, then you go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I was saying earlier about, you know, some of you were hiring managers in your old position, right? So you remember what it was like to interview people who would come to you, and you would have to be on a phone call with them for 30 minutes to try to evaluate if they could fit the mold of the culture of your company, right? And you would know, again, if their energy wasn't right beyond just, you know, the technical skills that they were bringing, were the soft skills, you know, matching what you needed. And you could tell the energy, right? So now you're on the flip side. Because now you're the one out here trying to now find a position. Let's be honest, right? So what you have to now do is walk yourself back and now put yourself in the reverse shoes of what you once, you know, were in the opposite end of, right? You have to now say, okay, well, what did I want to see? Let me be that thing. Let me do that thing. Joshua, you have to take once you know what you want to do. Now, if this is a position that you don't want to do anymore, this is your time to now reinvent yourself. This is your time to now pivot. And it's okay, you know, to pivot. And sometimes in pivoting, you have to take, you know, 4 or 5 steps back, if you will, in order to go 10 steps forward down the road, right? But like Josh said, if in that period when you're still, if you're doing the right things, and this is why I did bring up meditation or prayer or religion or whatever your thing is, I go there because I think we're human. And the reality is, as long as we still have human beings needing to work jobs, you need to take care of yourself in a way where you can be strong enough, intuitive enough, flexible enough to be able to match whatever, you know, your next position is going to be, right? But you have to work on yourself in order to do that. You just can't assume because you had this 10-year, you know, trajectory, your plan or just position you have for 10 years or 5 years, whatever it was you were on this previous position, that that's going to carry over into whatever's going to be next. It's the daily work on yourself that's going to allow you to be able to step into this new culture the right way and also attract the right culture that's going to work with you well. All right. I hope this, did that make sense what I'm saying, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you're trying to say, long story short, is be you. You know, don't be afraid to be who you are. You know, go into these with a smile on your face. You know, it's funny. You probably, as a hiring manager that's hired people, you probably sit back and go, man, I was really hard on people. You know, it kind of opens your eyes to what you've experienced and how you've treated people in the past. You know, it's not easy to interview people. I mean, you come across so many different personalities and you know, it's hard. So now you're on the other fence where they have to evaluate you and your personality.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I think last time I referenced a line from Hitch, and I'm going to do it again. What is it? Will Smith, he tells his guy, he says, they want to get to know you, but not all of you right now. So be picky and choosy on what you put forward. You know, your first meeting is, you know, first impression. You need to be professional. You need to have some insight. You need to understand the company. Like you need to sit down and understand what it is that, what do you want to put forward? What face do you want to show? Who do you want to be? What do you want to do? What's important to you? Once you've figured all this stuff out, it'll all fall together. All the pieces will fall together. You'll find the right opportunity. You'll get back into the place. Everything will balance itself back out.
Yeah.
But I think it truly starts with being able to regroup, find your positive place, and then executing a game plan.
Yeah. And I will say, because Josh is right, be you, but I will, the whole narrative of this is the psychology. If you're a person that's more pessimistic than optimistic, you might want to rethink that, because again, the whole issue is what we're talking about is the ability to be able to shift oneself in a way where it would allow you to attract what you're looking for, which is quality employment, quality career path for yourself, and have longevity in that. And if you're going into it right now with the negativity that's weighed on you because that was brought to you, whether you knew it was coming or not, right, that you got let go, you have to recenter yourself and you have to refocus in a positive direction. Now, once you do that, then like Josh said, you can present yourself, who you are, how you are, you know, to an organization the best, you know, the way you need to present them. And present yourself rather, so you can be successful. But if it's coming in any way, shape, or form from a negative, pessimistic, you know, point of view, it's going to hinder your ability to be able to procure what you're looking to procure, which is that new next position that's going to work well for you. All right. So we just wanted to bring this up and bring awareness to it because we do feel like it's apropos to what's going on right now in the current marketplace and the current, you know, economies that are out there right now. You can do this, ladies and gentlemen. Josh and I always tell you, if you need help, we're here. If you need to go over mock interviews, if you need to have questions on your resumes, you can schedule time with us on our website, higherpowertech.com. Josh and I can block out some time for you to work with you and talk with you. Either he can or I can individually. But our goal here is to make sure you are as successful as possible and have the tools you need. So therefore, you can get to your North Star and find that career that's going to work for you and be in a culture that's going to work well for you. Am I correct, Josh?
Yeah. And let's be real. Like you said in the very beginning of this, you may have been in your position for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years, and you don't even know who you are anymore. You don't know what that looks like. You're so mixed in your routine. You're like, wow, I don't even know where to get started. Reach out to us. Book 30 minutes on our calendar for us to kind of talk to you, get to know you, figure out a way to do it, you know, give you some coaching, some examples, some ways of getting through it. I mean, even if you've been doing this, let's be real, there's some people out there that have been searching for a job for quite some time and they've not landed anything. Let's go through it. Let's try to figure out where the disconnect is and why you're not getting to where you want to be. There's a reason for everything. So let us help you backtrack and figure out what you've been doing, help you to create a game plan, and then execute the game plan and get you into something you really want to do. We're here for multiple facets. I hate to say we can be your therapist, but from a staffing perspective, we absolutely can. We can help you to figure out what you are not doing or revamp what you are doing and help you to get out there. And sometimes you just need somebody different to talk to, somebody that understands the industry, somebody who understands the right things to do, somebody who doesn't necessarily know you, so there's no judging. It's pure value at that point. We're bringing you added value of being able to tell you, you know, who we think you are and how you're coming off and how your approach is and what we think you need to do from an unbiased perspective, which can really, really, really help.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. If you don't know Josh and I and our background, our experience, I think in our first episode, right? A few episodes in our first episode,
yeah,
we talked about
like forever ago.
Yeah, right. We talked about our backgrounds and where we both have come from, and that, you know, this particular podcast is also sponsored by Kane Raw Staffing Firm, which I am the owner of. But at the same token, we provide quality staffing for Fortune 100 and Fortune 500 companies currently as we speak right now. So Josh and I both are very well versed. We have combined what we say like 30 years total, I think, of knowledge in this industry.
I mean, yeah, I hate with to admit it, but we do.
Yeah, like you got like 12 to 15 years of knowledge on your own end, and then I got like 20 of my end. Like,
yeah, and mine's been strictly staffing from every angle perspective you can think of, you know, coaching, mentoring, everything. So what's great about us is we both have opposite sides, I want to say. We've got the mm-hmm. same, but we also have opposites. So we've got a pretty good portfolio of advice for most of you.
That's right. That's right. I mean, like Josh said, like he's been on the staffing side. I've been on the business ownership side for the past 20 years of my life. But working with major companies, having to, you know, acquire and procure contracts with large companies, and then also to having to hire, you know, staff and having to let staff go, that type of thing. So I do understand from a different aspect than doing it in, you know, three different continents as well, from Latin America to here to Southeast Asia, Singapore and Malaysia. So I have an awareness of what we need, and Josh has an awareness that might help you, a perspective, I should say, not an awareness, but a perspective that might just unlock something for you that you might not be able to see because you've been in a rut for a little while, or you've been, you know, just talking to the same, you know, peer group. And we have perspective. So we're here to help you guys with that process if you're willing to. But it starts with you being willing to be still first, like Josh said, then develop a routine or a process, however you want to call it, write things down, and then deliver on that, knowing that you're going to be in a position you want to be in. And that comes with practice. It doesn't happen overnight if it's not something you've been doing. So again, reach out to us. We're here to help you understand how to put that into application. All right. Josh, anything you want to add before we let him go?
Nope. Just want to remind you guys, we're here for you. We understand what's going on. It's a tough time for a lot of people, and we are here to help in any way we can possible. Like you said, head over to our website, book a 30-minute session with myself or Mark or even both of us, and we'll do everything we can to help you answer your questions. And again, we've talked about this on all of our podcasts. We offer a wide range of services. It's not just, hey, we need to talk about you finding a job. It can be many things. And if you've stayed up on our podcast, which I highly suggest watching them, I enjoy them. We do offer a lot of different services that can help you throughout all of the hiring processes from all different perspectives. So,
yeah, that's what's up. All right. We appreciate you guys here at Higher Power Tech. Those of you who have liked, followed, and subscribed, we appreciate you. Tell other friends about us. We are here to help. Until next time, we will see you guys again soon. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Take care.